living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
All right, so we're going to kind of stick with this energy theme here. We're trying to avoid all the sugars, and I want to talk about a safe way to boost your energy reserves. You know, listen, a lot of us are tired of being tired all the time, right? You know, aging people suffer from diminished energy and persistent tiredness. It's a very common complaint going into doctor's offices. But contrary to popular belief, mental and physical fatigue are not always natural products of growing older. So I want to introduce you to a combination of nutrients that I really like and I think offer a lot of hope here. It's called a cordyceps and Korean ginseng combined together. They can provide quick and lasting energy, safe energy, and I'm gonna explain how in a moment, without the crash that comes with consuming caffeinated and sugary drinks. So what is energy? When people say that, I want more energy. Now, to a person, that means I want to stay awake at work or in class or wherever I'm at. I want to be sharp. I want to think right. I want to be able to exercise. I just want to feel up. I want to feel energized. There's that word again, feel good. But what does that really mean? Well, here's what it means. ATP, adenosine triphosphate. That's what it means. That's the energy molecule. Your cells produce this molecule called ATP. It is what supplies energy so the cell can function. When the cell can function, the tissue can function. When the tissue functions, the organ functions. And when each organ is functioning at an optimal level, because the cells are making optimal ATP, the organism, that's you, you feel good, you feel energized. It's really about cellular energy production. ATP. We produce ATP in our body weight every day, or at least we should. It's needed for every reaction in the body. And here it is. This is the formula. It's very simple. Low ATP production equals low energy. You don't feel good. You're tired. Your eyes get heavy. You don't feel like getting up in the morning. You run down in the middle of the afternoon, and it just goes on and on and on. That's really a cellular issue, and it's an ATP issue. So there's some traditional ATP boosters. I've talked about these on the show before. You have CoQ10. I consider that a foundational supplement. CoQ10 goes inside the cell and then inside the powerhouses in the cell called the mitochondria. CoQ10 helps to run all of these energy cycles. Sugar comes in. Oxygen comes in, they combine together to make ATP, and CoQ10 helps that combining process. Very, very important, in my opinion, for adults, people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and on up to be taking CoQ10 every day. It's a foundational supplement. Another one I've talked about before is D-ribose. It's kind of like CoQ10 in a sense that it helps those energy cycles in the powerhouses, the mitochondria. I had a whole show on this one, PQQ, pyroloquinoline quinone. Remember that? PQQ is important because it helps to make more powerhouses. So you have CoQ10 and D-ribose that help the powerhouses make more energy. Then you have PQQ that you could take as a supplement that helps you to make more of the powerhouses. An amino acid that's really good is L-carnitine. That helps to bring energy sources into the mitochondria so you can make more energy. Those are the traditional ATP boosters. They work well, and I use them. I love them, but there's some new research that is focusing on cordyceps and ginseng. Okay, how do I describe cordyceps to you? This is a hard one because it's kind of disgusting, really. I just go on Google and just look up cordyceps, and you'll get an idea of what's going on here. It's a parasitic relationship between a worm and a fungus, okay? And I don't have time to go into what's going on there, but it's normal. It's a synergistic, parasitic-type relationship. The worm, over time, will eventually die because of the fungus that attacks it. But for a while, they kind of synergistically live together. The fungus basically takes over. The worm becomes almost petrified in a sense, and then the fungus begins to grow. I know that sounds gross, but that's what a cordyceps is. Listen, the cordyceps itself has, when that worm combines with the fungus, and this happens naturally in nature, this isn't some voodoo, crazy Dr. Mike scientist stuff. This is normal stuff, a cordyceps. It's a worm and a fungus. They get together. The fungus eventually wins in the relationship, and boy, it has the ability to make ATP in your cells. That's what it is. Go look it up. And then you have ginseng. We've known about ginseng for a long time. There's different types of ginseng. The two broad categories are American ginseng and Korean. And in this case, I'm talking about the Korean or the Asian ginsengs. Combined together, the cordyceps and the Korean ginsengs, man, good research showing lots and lots of ATP production. So cordyceps, going back to the that fungus worm relationship thing, they've been used for thousands of years in Chinese medicine to boost energy and longevity. It goes to the yin yang thing. Cordyceps are yin nourishing. They help to make ATP, but they're also they're yin nourishing, so they help the immune system, they help you feel calm, and they're yang invigorating, which is the ATP part. So cordyceps are a balanced approach to producing energy. They're both yin and yang. Okay, that's why the Chinese for thousands of years really like them. So they provide available energy to muscles, other tissues by boosting levels of ATP, but they don't make you jittery and too excited, right? That's the yin and yang balancing. There's an active constituent. Now, if you're going to, you need to do a supplement of cordyceps. You're not going to eat it. It's going to be put into a capsule for you. Make sure the back label, remember, we got to look on the back label, make sure that it says in parentheses next to the cordyceps, cordyceptic acid. That's very important. Cordyceptic acid, very important. It needs to be an active constituent on that label. Okay, here was a study. This was a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial, all that kind of good stuff that we like to hear in studies. 20 healthy adults, but these were older adults, around 50 to 75 years old. That's an important point, and I'll get to that in a second. They were given 333 milligrams of cordyceps, right, that was standardized to the cordyceptic acid, or placebo, 3 times a day for 12 weeks. And they measured exercise performance in both groups. The results were very clear. All measures of exercise performance improved in the cordyceps group, not in the placebo group. The conclusion of this pilot study was that supplementation with cordyceps improves exercise performance and might contribute to wellness in healthy older subjects. This is so important because it's really the first good double-blind placebo-controlled trial. Granted, it was a small one, a pilot study, but really the first one that looked at exercise performance and a supplement in older Americans. Most of our exercise stuff is done in younger people. Combine that with ginseng, that's good for stamina, energy, and mental acuity, and you're going to get a great combination of boosting your energy levels. And here's the thing that's interesting about it. It's quick. The quick comes from the ginseng, and it's lasting, which comes from the cordyceps. So you get a nice balance of quick and lasting energy, and because the cordyceps have that yin invigorating aspect, you're going to remain calm, cool, collected. It's not like a caffeine shaky high that you won't crash. So doesn't that sound awesome? If you want to learn more about this, go check out www.lef.org/energy. That's lef.org/energy. On that webpage, you can read all about the combining of cordyceps with Korean ginseng. Again, quick, lasting energy without a crash, because it's really going to the ultimate problem of low energy, ATP production. Low ATP production is why often people don't feel invigorated. Now, there's other reasons. You're not sleeping well, you're not eating well, that's all true too. But really, if you really want to improve energy, it's going to be about ATP production. Cordyceps and ginseng. LEF.org/energy. All right, sounds good. Go check it out. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.